got wind of the fact that there was a conservative newspaper that basically was touting the fact that they were getting rid of all of these horrible programs, these TPP programs that were pornographic and talking about reproductive health irresponsibly. And so we didn't even get any information about it until the 24th, but we had heard 2 days prior that there was all of this news out about it. We were in the fourth, this was a 5-year grant, $1.2 million each year for 5 years. We were going into the fourth year of it, and so it's every year we reapply. I mean, it's not a reapplication, it's just an application process you have to go through to talk about what you're going to be doing for the year. We, you know, like everybody else, were really worried last year that we were going to get this money eliminated. We knew that this was a target of the Trump administration. Planned Parenthood had fought them around some other things that had happened and won. This was really for us a total surprise. And it was just a week before we were supposed to go into our next year of funding. We were not expecting to have this cut like that.
So what does your program in particular do, and how is this cut going to affect you?
Well, the work we were doing was really around working with young people about relationship skills development. So we were reaching at least 1,500 young people every year. The total amount for the 5-year grant was 9,000. So this last year we were in hundreds of schools working with these kids just around relationship skills, what are healthy relationships to be in. There was a lot of discussion just around your mental wellness in relationship to this. So for the young people that we were working with, which was a number of them, this was the first time and place in these classrooms, in these cohorts, that they could ever even have discussions around what is a healthy relationship. They don't even know what that looks like. So it was hugely important work with these young people, and the ages range from 12 to 25 years old where we were doing this programming. So it's going to have a very large impact this next year.
Did HHS give any official reason for why they were cutting the funding?
Mm-hmm. Well, they accused us of the curriculum that we were using, which was a total approved curriculum, it has been for years, was obscene, indecent, and that we were talking about sexually explicit content that includes, and I'm reading this from the letter that they sent us, includes content that encourages normalizing or promoting sexual activity for minors. So they also accused us of having conversations promoting pornography, which is absolutely not correct. There was a piece in the curriculum that we could use, which actually talked about the negative impact pornography has on relationships. And so it was really doing the opposite of that. They basically said that the curriculum, two types of curriculum we were using were not appropriate, and that's the reason they cut our grants. So the money, by the way, is not being removed. So they just took that money. 15 of the, I think it was 64 organizations that had received dollars, only 15 continued because they weren't using the curriculum we were using. And they put that money back out to bid. And all I can say is what they want. It is the most disturbing. They want people to just talk about what they're calling body literacy, and basically it's natural family planning, or another name for that is the rhythm method. And they basically are really encouraging women to get pregnant on some level.
Is it not even like abstinence training?
No. Somebody else was reading through the whole new RFP that was out. Oh, it's absolutely horrible. So it's basically putting all the onus back on a young woman and that she should know her body. And it's basically just talking about periods, your cycle. It's natural family planning.
So is there any way for you to appeal? Is anyone working on appealing to get this money restored?
Yeah. Well, we're all appealing. I mean, we're writing, that's what I was working on today. But there was discussion around a lawsuit, and I've heard today that nobody is going to file a lawsuit. So basically, this feels like it's absolutely horrific for so many young people, and yet everybody's just kind of like, well, there's nothing we can do about it at this point.
Without those avenues of recourse, then what is your program going to do moving forward?
Find other funding, make an appeal to other people who care about young people. One of the biggest problems we have right now is that young people don't know how to have relationships, and that they need this skill building more than ever before. And it's completely directly tied into mental health. So at this point, it's like so many things that this administration have done. They just took it away and nobody saw it coming. And nobody said anything. I mean, I don't even think the Congress or anyone had any idea that this was what was happening to this funding.
All right. Well, Stacey Anderson, thank you so much for talking to me.
Yep. My pleasure.